now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are well into the 21st century. We are almost out of the year 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and I'll be back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. Central, with the InfoWar. Let me get directly into the news. The problem here is, even with a lot of our listeners, people tend to not realize that we're not exaggerating 9 times out of 10. My biggest problem is not saying how serious things really are. Last year and this year, it came out in the WikiLeaks and other documents that George Soros and the EU, the unelected dictatorial EU, along with the UN, wanted full control over the internet. And Obama tried to give full control over the internet to the UN, but instead Congress only gave partial control. Then Obama set up his Ministry of Truth right before he left office in the Defense Authorization Act for this year. And you've seen the congressional hearings saying their main job is to shut down InfoWars and Matt Drudge and things like that. As of last night at about 9 o'clock, I went to the front page of Google, typed in my name to see what the latest news was. And boom, at the top on my phone and on my regular computer, desktop, everything was hateful stories, everything was lies, everything was disinfo. And it then even had an area saying fake news. But then above that, it's got two different captions. Writes about and reviewed claims. Click reviewed claims. And it's Snopes, literally funded by George Soros, that's their main funder, for Google, and PolitiFact, which has been proven to be one of the biggest disinfo outlets there. They said 98% chance Trump would win. I mean, Hillary would win. They said all 14 intelligence agencies had said Trump did steal the election with the Russians. None of that was true. I mean, it's just total BS. They've got big environmental groups running the sites, you know, saying that global warming's real. I mean, this is wild. And they've got fact-checking on CNN and everybody else. Except Snopes. Let's show them Snopes. You type in Snopes and click on web, click on everything, and it just says, where are the facts? Google says that there is no reviewed facts. Notice those tabs that were there for me or for CNN or anything else isn't there. It's topics they write about, but no reviews, no fact-checking. So they've set themselves up like gods above everybody with a search engine that has 90% of the web's traffic to not just force feed disinfo and not just manipulate the search results for Hillary during the election, but to now put all the lies and all the hate and all the fake news against us on top and then put things over our articles saying it's fake news. Oh, and see what Snopes has to say. Literally funded hundreds of millions of dollars a year by George Soros. So if you ask, where's George Soros' $18 billion he just put in against America? He said against America, against this restoration. It's against us, folks. Look at this headline from October. This is just a few weeks ago. Google partners with Soros-funded fact-checking service to fight fake news. Breitbart. I mean, they admit it. And, of course, they're saying we're fake news because we're real. Coming up, are top generals really warning of Trump using nukes? No, that's more fake news from CNN. It's all coming up. Plus, you can't make this up. A chicken man attacked our reporters and was arrested, and more. I'm not kidding. Police chasing a chicken 500 yards. We have all the video.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, Wow. Hard to believe that 2017's only got a month and 11 days or something left in it. Thank you so much again for joining us as we broadcast worldwide on this live Sunday edition. Let me just give you a snapshot right here at the beginning of the transmission of what we're going to be covering today, because the news today is particularly key, particularly vital. If you remember my film that I made called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it was seen more than 80 million times on Google Video. They then retired Google Video and deleted the video. It's been seen only 10 million times or so on YouTube. And I made the film. It cost me about $500,000, shot all over the world with our crew at Istanbul, Turkey, Ottawa, Canada, you name it. It's a 3.5-hour film total. It's just got an hour-long addendum. And in the film, I show you quotes and statements by top futurists and scientists across the board saying the decision has been made to establish a world government and then to carry out the poisoning and dumbing down of the public, then the banning of all religion but one religion, the worship of AI computers, and the worship of world government, and the worship of transcending male and female. It's going to be against the law to be male or female. By the way, it's in the news today that if you don't, in California, they arrest you if you don't use GZ or whatever these weird pronouns are for men that want to be women or women that want to be men, whatever. You got to use their language. You're hateful. We're going to arrest you. Now in Minnesota, they sent the police to a radio station because someone said tranny. It's not a dirty word. It's not illegal. It was a word created by that community. Facebook this year said it was hateful to practice banning whatever words they want. It's tied into Soros, all of it. I'm going to break it down here in just a moment. But this isn't a joke. And if you're tuning into this, you say, this sounds crazy. It is crazy. But if you ever wanted to know what the one world religion, world government would look like, I actually went and read what the top futurist at Google, and that's really the NSA and the CIA, slash private corporate interfaces, and what the people at Microsoft and the folks at the UN and UNESCO said. This is their long-term transhumanist future plan. And it's been decided. So you'll notice, you see that film from 10 years ago, 2007. Word for word, it broke in the last week in Wired and The Guardian and The New York Times, breathlessly. Like it's the coolest thing, and they're giving you the absolute information that no one else has got, that there's a new religion that top Google executives and others practice where superstition will be outlawed. Don't worry. All those other fake religions, they say, are outlawed, and these men didn't believe in God. They're atheists, but they're God. They're going to merge with AI. They're going to manage you, and they just came up with this week. See, they're now at the coming out phase. And if you're a radio listener, my crew is putting articles on screen, word for word, what I told you 10 years ago in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You need to download it. You need to save it, because they're starting to purge our stuff across the web. And in the future, you'll tell people you saw it or heard it, and they won't believe you. We've got it all. You want to see prophetic, watch it. But it's not prophetic. They were saying it then, but in white papers. DARPA in 1977 has a plan to, at birth, put you in like a tank where you power the machines, and it's this, and you go, well, that's the Matrix. No, that's one plan from DARPA, declassified in 2000. They reclassified it in 2001. You're like, that sounds insane. I know. I'm not the one saying it. We'll never fight again, though, and the master controllers will program it. They won't control your soul. You've got a soul, folks. They want to have you be born into a false system so they can totally control you, and you never know. Now, here it is. This is the Daily Star. This is the Daily Mail. This is the London Guardian. This is the New York Times. Inside the chilling religion creating the God robot, a billion times smarter than humans. And it goes on to say, outlining the beliefs of the new church, the way of the future, outlaws supernatural powers. Oh, don't worry, that's all outlawed. And the other religions, claiming everything can be solved through science. Inside the chilling religion, creating God robot, close quote, a billion times smarter than humans. And listen to what he says here. Google engineer who has created the first church of AI says he's in the process of raising a robot God that will take charge of humans. And just like Bill Gates, just like Schmidt, all of them, they're all DARPA people, just like Bezos. Look up to Bezos and his dad and the rest of his family, total DARPA front, CIA, it's all declassified. They don't even care. They create it, they test it in laboratories, they roll it out against you. And then they have, oh, he's now no longer with Google. He's setting up this church, though. So they can go, oh, it's our young, smart engineer. He's going to be cool and trendy. He's going to run it. And they always have the young engineer that goes out and becomes the cool, trendy young whiz kid of their new tentacle they shoot out. Bill Gates' dad was Army Intelligence, head of Planned Parenthood, Cold Springs Harbor, genetic engineering. That's what Bill Gates is into. So go read it for yourself. His name is Anthony Lewandowski. Oh, he's for the self-driving cars in Google Earth. That's what he helped. See, the paving the way for the AI takeover that they control. And see, they see it as they're raising a dragon. They're raising this great, powerful thing that's going to love them and is going to be a billion times smarter than the smartest person, and it's going to make them a god because they're going to merge with it. What they're building is what they believe they're going to selfishly merge with. And again, notice everything I've told you is now coming true because it was already true. I didn't just suddenly come up with this. I'm telling you what they've been planning. And you can't have your religion. You can't have your normal family. You can't have your culture because they've got a culture they're going to program into you with their super intelligence. And that's them saying it. And these same globalists back dictatorships all over the world. They've got autonomous ships, autonomous tractors. Their job is to bankrupt the farmers and make it impossible for humans to live in a normal agrarian lifestyle. This is total engineering of the economy to be anti-human. And Trump's big crime is he's trying to get back to using social engineering to build a world for humans, and that's why they're so angry, because this is their church, but they're just now announcing it in 2017, 10 years after I'd read their documents, for at that time, for 12 years, I'd been fully awake, and was warning you, hey, here they are. These are billionaires. They're serious. They say the future doesn't need you. They're building an artificial intelligence that they believe within a matter of days will take over and exterminate everyone, and they're just going to beg it to merge with them. And they even say, it may kill us, but we don't care. We're going to do it. It may blow the planet up. We're going to do it. This is in the film. You should want to know about billionaires that meet by the hundreds at lavish resorts, landing in jet helicopters and huge private jets. And then they come out and say, we've made the decision to kill all of you. And we're building a grid that's going to take everything over. And we worship this AI god. And you are obsolete. And the AI god says you must die. Word for word, what I told you. And again, just like the whole Zeitgeist movement and the guy talking in the robot voice with the fake name, Peter Joseph, this is the way it is now. You're going to merge with it. We're going to plan your life with computers. It's total freedom. Accept it. Folks, this is it. This is where world government goes.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
There have been thousands of articles written talking to top billionaires. Former president of Facebook last week went public. The head of Sun Microsystems, worth tens of billions of dollars, co-owner Bill Joy, countless others have said, we designed this to hurt you. We designed this to dehumanize you. We designed this to make you obsolete. We've been in meetings with the top billionaires who are senior to us, and they've made the decision to basically take over and kill everybody. Now, they've been developing this one world religion around eternal life and life extension. I made a film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. 10 years ago, off their admissions then of how they would bring in this plan, the controlled cities, the self-driving cars, the attack on the family. It's all in the film. It's free. You must watch it. That said, I'm getting back into that later. But you read it, and you look at what they say. They said, we're going to ban all of the religion as anti-scientific, but this one you've got to follow. And robots are going to have rights. It's just, you can see where this is going, folks. This is the takeover plan. It's so dystopic, and I'm begging people. There's a reason they have congressional hearings every week saying they want to shut me down, because they've got the actuaries, the AI computers can already crunch mass movements. They're just not totally conscious yet, it's believed. And they can tell that if they kill me, it causes chain reactions that devastates their operation. Same thing with Trump. And this isn't a power trip, folks. Look at television. Look at what they're doing. I mean, it's real. This is happening. Because we cared enough to actually read what they were saying and what they were building while they were getting acolytes. Elon Musk is one of the guys, you know, saying, look out for AI gods. Look out for people that promote this. Before the media did the rollout this week going, it's a brand new idea. We're going to have AI gods that take over. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, it's so cute. Elon Musk in the last 6 months is like, it's coming. It's deadly. It's dangerous. It's serious. These people mean business. They're authoritarian. We've got to stop them. Oh, and then the new Christ has appeared. The young man that's going to lead it. Oh, he just thought of it 5 minutes ago. Don't listen to Elon Musk. We have our new leader, Anthony Lewandowski. And he said, he will rule you for your own good. You're going to live in a big plastic city. And we're going to ban all your other religions because of all the wars and problems. And you're going to worship us. You're going to worship our machine. And it's going to be the God of the world. It's the new religion. They've got the new name of it. Oh, they just came up with it. No, they've been cooking this up for decades. Look, the robot that Dubai's already ordered that's going to replace their police force is literally 7 feet tall and is almost identical to the THX-1138 robot. Look at this if you're a TV viewer. Look at this right here. This is the THX-1138 robots. Based off research that George Lucas did in his first film. Man, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. They are telling you they're coming. They're telling you what they're doing. And I'm just here warning you. I'm here just begging you. I'm not anti-technology. I'm not anti-smartphone. But I don't like it tracking me and spying on me and listening to me and selling my data and being a government spy. But they always spin it. Oh, you're against vaccines. You're against science. No, I'm against the genetic engineering you're doing through them. Here's the documents. I'm not against the phone. I'm against paying for all the stuff in it that tracks me and controls me. They've already got the self-driving car stuff in all the new cars. They're just not even telling you. They're announcing it all next year and rolling it out, but only in the luxury models. Oh, you got to pay way more for the Audi A8. It self-drives. You can drive from, they've already got cars. People are driving across the nation with nobody touching them. Cars you can buy at lots right now. You're like, oh, that sounds great. That'll be fun. I can do my schoolwork, or, you know, me and my wife can have fun in the back seat. It gives full control to the globalist. It lets them run you off a cliff and kill you. It lets foreign enemies hack in and do that. It's dehumanizing. And the people that are deploying it are saying it's meant to dehumanize you to make way for the new God that's growing all of its systems and all of its tentacles into control. And remember, 6-7 years ago, they had Will Smith movies, iRobot, about self-driving cars, and it was Audi, and now Audi is the leader in it. I mean, it's all pre-programmed. It's all prepared. Oh, and who was doing all the PR for Google at the time? Oh, the new AI leader who's creating his new baby that's going to be your God. Google engineer who has created the first church of AI says he's in the process of raising a robot God that will take charge of humans. I've gotten behind here. I haven't gotten into Google officially launching in partnership with George Soros and Snopes. You can't make that up. With almost no fanfare, total censorship of libertarians, nationalists, conservatives, and Christians. He was in the WikiLeaks last year saying, once the UN has control, which they didn't get complete control, Obama was unable to transfer it, we're going to make people go to our stories and block the ones we don't like. That's a quote! They got his emails! He doesn't care. We elected Trump. He's doing it anyways with Google. People say, well, just use Bing or use... That's Microsoft. What, do you think they haven't gotten there yet? Whatever Google ends up doing, everybody else then adopts. Google is the deep state, boys and girls. Don't be evil. Give me a break. Oh, it's all happy little colors. Big G's and little blue G's and red O's. And it's like, it's all tested to treat you like you're 3 years old. It's non-threatening. Remember when you were three, everything was fun in the nursery? We are not evil. Come here, sweetie. We're just jacked into everything. DARPA, they spent billions of our tax dollars just on flicker screens, how to mesmerize you. It's all declassified. Just what I know is admitted is beyond anything you could ever imagine. But remember, I'm the bad guy. Because for 22 years, I told you, they had human-animal hybrids growing inside cows, gestating on farms across the U.S. And the exact words I told you 22 years ago were in MIT late last year. That thousands of human-animal hybrids are gestating. You know, in the movie Alien, when the face sucker lays the egg in your stomach and then it busts out after it eats a meal? Uses your stomach as a womb? Because it likes acid, remember? Smart writers. And then it busts out. It's been gestating. See, that's sweet. But in this case, humanoids are grown up larger and are used for biotech and things. And it's all industrial. Don't worry, they don't have any rights because they're not human, they're not animal. Anyways, I'm not going to cover that anymore until tomorrow. I'm going to come back with the nuke story and the massive censorship story and our reporters being physically attacked. The video, that's coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live covering very, very serious issues. Not to scare you, but so you're informed, so we as a culture and as a society and as a species can make decisions with what we say, what we do, what we buy, who we associate with, what we support, to build a better world. The robber barons of 100 years ago just thought we were animals and didn't care, just wanted to stay separate from the general public. The elites of today believe they're going to merge with machines and become gods. And I've been telling you that for 20-something years. Now it's all over the news. And there are a few patriots, like Bill Joy and Elon Musk, saying, hey, we've been to the meetings. They're planning on getting rid of everybody. And everything they're doing is for the computers and for the machines to take over. They've already chosen sides. Because regardless, they're going to be in control of the machines, they believe. So everything you see is a revolution, not to empower humanity, but a revolution to enslave and track and control what we do. This is life and death. Now, who would have thought just a year ago when I was warning you that it would actually happen? I can't believe it's actually happening. I knew they were saying it. Hey, look at the WikiLeaks. It's in the news. George Soros wants the UN to take over the internet, and Obama's trying, and he says they will block or tell people it's fake news if it's anti-globalist and then push you to globalist news. And Soros' words are material. And then a month ago, they announced Google partners with Soros-funded fact-checking service to fight fake news, and then last night it happened. Last night it happened, ladies and gentlemen, on November 18th, it's November 19th right now, suddenly they put above InfoWars, it's fake news, and said, here's the fact-checking of Snopes, and you click it, and it's a bunch of lies and a bunch of misrepresentations when you click reviewed claims. But if you go and you type in Snopes into Google, oh, no one questions it because it's God. And who funds it? Google partners with Soros-funded fact-checking service to fight fake news. A press release from Google's partnership with IFCN. The three main aims, increasing the number of fact-checkers reviewing information, expanding the IFCN's current code of principles in new regions, and offering free fact-checking tools to Google users to verify the information they find on Google's search engine. Yay. And it's funded by George Soros, whose job is bringing down governments, overthrowing Western countries, bringing in Islamicists, who was a Nazi collaborator and stole almost all his money and doesn't pay any taxes, basically, and has it all offshore. A master criminal. Madoff's problem was he wasn't part of the big club. You got to be in the Soros club, and then, hey, you can do anything you want. And so I have Soros breathing down my neck, breathing down your neck. But all his robots and all his disinfo can't stop you telling people about the fraud, that Google's partnered with him to run fake news and censor, and that you need to financially support InfoWars. I mean, people want us to fight the New World Order. You want us to fight the globalists. You want us to take them on. We're doing it. But listen, talk about a robot. InfoWars is a probe droid. InfoWars is an operation you help build and finance, with its continuing long-term mission to go out and take on the New World Order, to expose them, to fight for the family, to fight for a religious freedom, to fight for justice, to fight for pro-human operations, to fight for life extension, to be extended to the general public, not just the elites. Just a pro-human, anti-psychotic, anti-sociopath approach. But I need your help to do it. We've got the best water filtration, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best air filtration, the best storable foods, the best firearms associate accessories, the best nutraceuticals and supplements and probiotics and everything else. And when you go there and buy the very best stuff, you finance our operation in the face of intense enemy attacks. I mean, this is a desperate, organic, human resistance to the New World Order. And they know that we're that human resistance. It's in Pentagon documents that are out at the very top. They're talking about highly motivated individuals, nationalism, the main threat to the New World Order. And then the military reads their own high-level reports and goes, well, we want to join these guys. We don't want to join the New World Order. But the top, our military's New World Order run. And Trump's trying to unseat all that. But you need to support us. You need to commit to sign up for AutoShip, get 10% off, cancel any time, but that way you're getting the vitamin B12 or the vitamin D3 you need in the winter so much. Of course, that's sold out now. Or the Living Defense anti-parasite formula we just got back in that's been sold out. And there's so many big specials. Free shipping is extended right now. Fluoride-free toothpaste. People still make jokes about that. CNN had to admit fluoride toothpaste, when women use it, causes a huge IQ reduction in children. I mean, boom, we already knew that. Point is, this isn't a joke, but so many people, they already got Z-Shield 50% off. That sale's going to end tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We got great crew operators that answer 24 hours a day. I'm going to stop right there. Shop with the good guys. Help fund the InfoWar if you believe what we're doing. Now, let me get to this next piece of news here. Talking about fake news. The media keeps talking about, oh, the military has a right to refuse an illegal order of Trump, and they're talking about it, implying that the military hasn't always been taught to refuse illegal orders and that the president hasn't given any illegal orders. But they keep acting like they're having debates about refusing his orders because they are illegal. You see, that's the little semantical game that they're playing here. So here's the CNN headline. Top general says he'd push back against illegal nuclear strike order. General John Hyten shared what would happen if he were ordered to launch a nuclear strike. Senate hearing this week focused on the presidential authority to launch nuclear weapons. We have doctrines. All the scenarios are laid out. The president's following the doctrines, the scenarios. But then they imply he's doing something illegal. I provide advice to the president, the general said. He'll tell me what to do, and if it's illegal, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to say, Mr. President, that's illegal. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to say, what would be illegal? And we'll come up with options of a mix of capabilities that would be legal to respond to whatever the situation is, and that's the way it works. It's not that complicated. He was at a meeting, and the press was asking him, what would you do if you got an illegal order to launch a nuke? He said, well, I would not follow the illegal order. It's like saying, if someone orders you to rape your wife, what will you do? Well, I won't follow that order. It hasn't happened. What would you do if Trump came in and was snorting cocaine? Well, I'd call the police. So again, we have the whole code, the whole Constitution, the whole military code. They're all taught this. It's illegal to give troops experimental vaccines. They still do it when ordered to do it. So there's lots of generals following orders that are illegal. But the point is, we're not seeing that with Trump. So they're trying to create this whole illusion. CNN had 8 articles yesterday and today on their front page about everyone's scared of Trump and the nukes to create this fake consensus. Here's a clip of the general talking about it.
The law of armed conflict has certain principles. Necessity, distinction, proportionality, unnecessary suffering. All those things are defined. And we get, you know, for 20 years it was the William Calley Mealy thing that we were trained on, because if you execute an unlawful order, you will go to jail. You could go to jail for the rest of your life. It applies to nuclear weapons. It applies to small arms. It applies to small unit tactics. It applies to everything. And we apply it as we go through it. It's not that difficult. And the way the process works, if you want to get into details later, I'll go into the details later. The way the process works is it's simple. I provide advice to the president. He'll tell me what to do. And if it's illegal, guess what's going to happen?
You say no.
I'm going to say, Mr. President, that's illegal. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to say, what would be legal? And we'll come up with options of a mix of capabilities to respond to whatever the situation is. And that's the way it works.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. So they take normal doctrine and turn a discussion about doctrine into everyone's scared Trump has nukes. That's how they distort. That's how they manipulate. That's how they control. But Trump's already with the Joint Chiefs. The decision's already made before that guy ever gets called. And he knows that.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we've talked about the globalists believing they're going to merge the machines and become gods. They're now introducing that next topic to get you ready for that. But meanwhile, this is not a joke coming up next hour. Man in chicken suit arrested for attacking reporter. Our own Owen Schroyer will be in here with us in studio. They now have these dwindling anti-Trump, Soros-funded events. About 16 people showed up. We had a few of our reporters show up down there. There's live feeds of it. There's hours of it. And let me tell you, this is like people escaped from a mental institution. They're not trying to act crazy. Every one of them was an incoherent loon. Now, across town, Millie Weaver was at a Hillary book signing. Here in Austin, Texas, there's a line coming out of the bookstore, and you can't see it in radio, and we had to bleep all the cussing, but I mean, there's like 10 women grab at the microphone, and none of them can talk, and it's like scary. This is who's going to a book signing, and then men wearing shirts saying, in the future, women will rule the world. We're one species, moron. It just shows how they've totally brainwashed people. We're going to play part of this segment, then the next. And then Owen's coming in just to talk about being attacked by a guy who grabbed the microphone, broke it, attacked him, and then ran, and then for 500 yards, bike police chased a guy in a full chicken suit. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because he was acting like he was on PCP. I don't know if he was on anything. But wait till you hear this guy talk. He talked like a robot. It's like, and I can't even do robot voices this good. And I've done top voiceovers, folks, for major movies, and I can't make the noises we're coming out of him. So it's like they opened up the mental institutions. And, you know, Savage was on last week. It's not like we're just saying liberalism is a mental disorder. It really is. So Millie Weaver's piece is really powerful. Gavin Wentz edited it because they'll say something about, well, you know, Loretta Lynch said this, or Clapper said that, or Donna Brazile said this. And then they'll show the people saying, no, she didn't. And then we show the clip. And then it builds in a crescendo. The video's on YouTube and Facebook. It's only got like 500,000 views. I should have like 20 million views. New shock video, female reporter attacked by angry mob at Hillary event. And just, again, these are deranged loons. And it turns out she's on a public sidewalk. And they keep telling her, and these goons are bumping into her, get out of there. So it starts kind of slow, but builds. And they've got this Hillary security guard that thinks he's God. Let's go ahead and go to the report. Here it is.
You're not going to get away with this.
This is Hillary Clinton's signing.
Whoa!
Boo!
I agree.
Yeah, that's just some of the women coming up, flipping us off and attacking her.
Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com. I'm here in Austin, Texas, where Hillary Clinton is scheduled to start her book signing. And you have lots of liberals, mostly women, lined up, ready to go and meet Hillary Clinton to get their What Happened books signed. Let's go see what they have to say and see if this shirt triggers them. From the looks of it, from what I can tell, it seems as though everyone is waiting on Hillary Clinton's arrival. They've got this gate in the back entrance of the bookstore open. They have their staff waiting there, and they have another door open. Videotape this guy. Here he comes.
My, how Hillary's fallen.
All right, so this guy's coming over.
She says Trump's obsessed with her. No, she's obsessed with him and won't go away. He sees it's InfoWars.
Okay, so that's one of Hillary Clinton's staffers. He made it like, 95% of the journey to come over and approach me and talk to me. And then he stopped and did an about face and turned around and walked away. And the real question here is she going to have an ambulance as part of her motorcade?
She did have to be helped.
All right, here it is right here.
She did have to be helped out of the car. She couldn't even stand up. And they tried to cover that up. But one more car had to get in, so they opened the gate again.
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. They're going to shut the gates.
By the way, some of the YouTube people go, why does Jones talk over videos? Because most of our audience is on radio.
She's not even going to come and say hi to anyone.
So I have to narrate it. Now here's Hillary about to get out.
They're having a little bit of technical difficulties with their gate, it seems like.
Maybe the Russians hacked it. And there it is. They have to pick her up like a side of beef, just like they reportedly told us they did. And then we caught it on tape. It was caught on tape a month after we broke it that she was having seizures every 45 minutes. Now they're closing the gate.
Can we do it on the sidewalk, though, just off property?
And by the way, they're on the sidewalk there.
You know, we were planning on walking down that direction anyway.
Okay.
But is this private? This is private.
Yeah, and that's not the property of book people. That's Whole Foods.
You're here with the property owner? Okay, yeah, we're heading down over here. We were heading there anyway.
Just be on public property, you'll be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This guy just lied and said that he's just with the property owner when he was back there with Hillary Clinton's staff.
Well, later he's bumping into her.
Into them. Oh.
And saying, you got to leave, and it's clearly the sidewalk.
Meet the people who want to meet Hillary Clinton more than anything.
Really?
Yes. The queen of the death cult, the American death cult. That's about all I have to say.
So that's
what do you
real
think
liberal.
About there are a lot Hillary of those. Clinton selling some of our uranium to the Russians?
Fake news.
That's fake news?
Total
really?
Fact.
Do you
yeah.
Hillary Clinton, as the chairman
approved this deal. To quote the good bard, the lady doth protest too much.
What do you think about Bill Clinton and having all these women come forward about raping them?
What do you think about Alex Jones's ridiculous behavior on air and his ranting and raving? I see you're using his network, though, and you've got, you know, his propaganda imprinted on your brain.
But don't you think that Hillary Clinton as a woman, if she's really for women that haven't been, you know, sexually assaulted and stuff, don't you think she should have divorced Bill?
Have a nice day.
Whoa.
Another woman grabs
it. Somebody got triggered here.
Tries to rip it away.
That, you don't grab my microphone. I won't grab any of your personal items, ma'am.
Scare you? Are you a little snowflake?
Oh, you little snowflake?
Scare me, but I have boundaries here.
Oh, it's so sad. You're so pathetic.
You're so pathetic.
Yep. Dirty looks, hostility.
Look at this woman.
Hello.
I wonder why.
Oh, is it because of my shirt?
I think it's because you work for that trash organization.
Because of InfoWars. Which is a... if you want to talk about fake news, let's talk about what you guys do and how you're not real journalists.
And how Soros runs
let's
Google now?
Let's talk about CNN, NBC, all of these other mainstream media organizations that have been caught in fake news.
Lady,
over
so
and over
dull,
time and
it makes
time again.
You sick.
Yeah, give me an example.
They were pushing that Trump was lying about having been spied on by the Obama administration, okay? And guess what? Then later they had to say, oh, wait, we were wrong. While InfoWars all along was saying, no, we have sources that say that that was true. And guess what? It came out in congressional hearings that, yes, Trump was being eavesdropped on.
Mr. Clapper and Ms. Yates, did either of you ever request the unmasking of Mr. Trump, his associates, or any member of Congress?
Yes, in one case I did.
I'm sorry, I need for you to go because you are upsetting people.
I need for you to go.
We care about our customers.
Hey,
this is a customer
let's
event.
Both go.
You need to go or we're going to call other people to come get you out of here.
I'll get you, I'll get you. And when I do, you're going to be busted.
Call him. Call him. Do you know where I'm standing right now? That's the funny part. Do you know where I'm standing? I'm standing.
You're being inappropriate, and you know you're being inappropriate. Please go.
The left loves that word.
You guys are really, like, this is, like, tyrannical right here. You don't believe in the First Amendment, do you?
You are being inappropriate. You are upsetting people. You need to go.
Are you upset? Is that why?
You have upset people. You know you did it. Need to go.
You know you
but
did
you're
it.
Being very inappropriate.
You send the Secret Service here then.
Inappropriate, and you need to go.
Send the Secret Service. Send the police.
Actually, hi. Okay, she's upsetting people, honest. And she's causing.
And now they got this guy in like a.
Thank you so much.
Fake cop outfit.
Okay.
I don't mind
all
security
right,
guards,
well,
but when they're wearing the fake cop
public
outfits.
Sidewalk right now in the public. If people are.
He looks like
here,
a third world dictator. Like
making sure people are okay.
He just resigned from Zimbabwe as the president. Is that Robert Mugabe?
Okay, what happened?
Is that his new job?
Donald Trump won.
So Mount Nasty.
Hey, we're going to go back. It gets even crazier. Second hour, Owen Schroyer in studio. It's all coming up. Infowars.com, now under direct Google Soros attack. Google has officially merged with Soros. This is public. And all conservative Christian groups are all being blocked, all being censored. Needs to be major class action. We need to have antitrust by the president.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm going to play a little bit more of this. The exciting conclusion we won't have time to get to because Owen Schroyer's coming in studio. But news shock video, female reporter attacked by angry mob at Hillary event. And I specifically, see these rent-a-cops in like at the mall in like general outfits and huge hats and stars all over them. It's kind of cheesy when generals do it in the U.S. They've got nuclear submarines and, admirals and the rest of it. But, it is something dictatorial, kind of like Nazi Germany or old Soviet Russia, where they start festooning the general public. And so, yes, I think there are parallels of Robert Mugabe. That's why I made the joke. He's a dictator. He may be out of a job. Maybe he can come over here Or maybe we can get somebody from North Korea, Kim Jong-un, where they love uniforms. They can come over and work for Hillary. Because that's kind of what they've been trying to set up here with the security guard. One guy's like thinks he's Thor with his big beard. So he's the Viking dictator. And then we've got the fellow, I guess, who's trying to walk in the shoes of Robert Mugabe. Let's go back to that clip. Here it is.
So Mount Nasty, see that one? What do you think about Bill Clinton, all these women having accused Bill Clinton of raping them? What are you doing standing in front of me, sir? So now, okay, this is exactly what Donna Brazile was talking about.
It was a cult. I felt like it was a cult. You could not penetrate them.
Cult-like behavior from Hillary Clinton's staff and private security. You're saying we didn't comply?
Yeah, we just asked you to head off property, trying to be as polite as possible.
Okay, Thor.
We're off property. This is a public sidewalk.
You to stop harassing our patrons.
I'm not. I'm
hey, Thor, you and Robert Mugabe are wrong.
Engaged in discussion with me. I see other press organizations walking around talking to people.
And they're not harassing people either. So
it's not harassing people either.
Not harassing people.
Harassing folks.
That's Hillary Clinton.
Whoa.
By the way, let's pause real quick. These women are all deranged and seem to have, like, motor issue problems. And again, I'm not attacking people that have neurological disorders. Lord knows most of us will end up having them or have family members that have them, okay? But, I mean, you see, like, it's like Frankenstein. We're going to show Chicken Man coming up. Yes, I'm not kidding. A man in a chicken suit attacks. But let's continue.
Private property.
No, this is private property.
Can we do it on the sidewalk, though? Just off property?
So they go to the sidewalk, and then he comes back.
Decided. It's fine.
This is great, you guys. I mean, you're really showing weird
cult-like behavior. Is that Kim Jong-un with, like, a glued-on beard?
What brings you out here today?
And look, Robert Mugabe.
Why do you guys support Hillary?
Keeps bumping into her.
She knows how to tell the truth.
Well, have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
Did you read her book, What Happened?
That's why we're here. We're getting the book.
You're getting the book. Okay, watch, so you haven't read it yet. Watch your body. If you're going to push your body into my elbow, then that's your fault. Like,
we're trying to be cordial, so just no physical contact, okay?
Excuse me, but when I'm standing here and he's pushing into me, pushing into my elbow, saying, watch my elbow, he needs to watch his body, okay, and not be assaulting me. Don't be assaulting me.
I'm invading your space, and when you wake up in the morning, all you'll see is this face.
What do you think about Bill Clinton having sexually assaulted women?
He did not sexually assault women, considering that for sexual assault, you need consent. You need to not have consent.
Look, that guy can actually talk. So they try to stop him from talking.
Excuse me. Do not touch me, sir. I will file an assault charge on you. You do not touch me. I don't know. Your private security. You do not have the right to touch me.
Well, she was in
the middle of
something. Yeah. And he's okay, engaging in willful dialogue. You don't have the right to touch me and push up on me, sir. I do not want you to touch me. He was. So, okay. You're saying that consent is the issue here, right? And are you referencing Monica Lewinsky?
I am in tech, right? Yes.
Yeah, there's other women.
Man, I just saw your T-shirt. I don't think we're going to chat.
All right, stay with us.
Do you know?
We'll be back when Aquaman summons three giant whales and the intrepid InfoWars crew battles a vicious, psychotic chicken. This is not fake news. Well, the Aquaman part is a joke.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen's been working 7 days a week and has never been happier. I was up at midnight last night. Harrison Smith came over to my house. I just had a dinner party, and people were leaving at like, 10:30, 11 at night, and we're shooting 40-minute videos because Google officially has merged with Soros. I mean, I have the news articles right here, and is censoring InfoWars, but like mainline churches and Christian groups, they have fact-checking saying, well, Jesus didn't exist, and our impartial fact-checking group is the Atheist Association. They have just built an army of every bureaucracy. The atheists are over the Christians. The atheists are over the people warning about Muslims because they love them. The power-grabbing environmental groups are all now policing people that say man-made global warming isn't real or that coal is good. And they've just put Snopes and Soros funding hundreds of groups in PolitiFact who said that, you know, that Trump was caught with the Russians. All 14 agencies said so. That wasn't true. They said that Hillary had a 97% chance of winning. That wasn't true. They said WikiLeaks wasn't real. That wasn't true. They just lie. And now suddenly, have you seen this on Google? Where Snopes is the only one that doesn't get fact-checked. And the other fact-checkers. If you get into the fact-checkers, you're above the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Drudge Report, everyone. The Japanese media, the Mexican media, there's just like Snopes is like, oh, like in Monty Python, like God, like, oh, kind of steps on you. I mean, they are a guy and his cat and his wife, who I guess it came out in the news, spent money on some interesting extracurricular activities, tax-free. They now are literally the oracle of all truth. Did you know that?
Well, I think this is the sign that the establishment is only looking to reach the mentally deranged, mentally defective people.
I agree. They are loosing Snopes on us. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Like, not the...
Imagine Google, Snopes, and Soros had a baby.
The average individual is going to look at Snopes and critically analyze it and say, okay, I'm not really going to rely on anything from this organization. But that's what I'm saying. They're not targeting that person.
Well, they don't care. They're going to label till we're banned. That's the mission.
Well, and I think that you were king on something when you were talking to the crew. It's that they want us to even not speak about these things, even in a comedic sense. They don't want you to even reference these topics. They don't want you to reference anything.
But Snopes did have prostitutes at their honeymoon. I mean, at least they're partying.
It'll reach a point, Alex, where you'll say, well, look at Hillary Clinton, and you'll make some joke about Hillary Clinton falling over, and we'll make a funny meme or graphic, and they'll say, insensitive! You're being rude to old people! How dare
you! Meanwhile, the left's like, we're gonna murder you and your family! And they're like, oh, promote this? It's so liberal!
Here's a decapitated Trump head. It's liberal, though. It's loving, because Trump is the devil. Hillary, God, angel, Trump, devil. That's the reality.
Meanwhile, I'm like, hey, we got a tranny coming on later who's a libertarian. They're like, banned. You can't use that word. I go, since when is it a bad word? Trannies came up with it. They go, Facebook decided last month. And that's in the news where they're sending police now to radio stations that say it. It's not even illegal. It's not even an insult word. There's the article. College calls police on student who said tranny on radio. I mean, what planet am I living on?
That's actually shocking to me because
that's their word. And I'm not even against them.
But
I am against people telling me I can't use a word. It's like they're like God. It's like I will decide what words you use. Meanwhile, they're like you said, their constituents can't talk. Did you see Millie's videos and your videos? You were there. What was it like?
It's a part of it's sad because
tell people what happened this weekend.
Because you know that these people have really been brainwashed. They've been physically poisoned with chemicals in the food and water. And you saw Millie's video. We'll play the highlight from this weekend here yesterday in Austin, Texas. So we saw a man show up at the November 4th protest. There he is. There's the unicorn. He became famous for showing up at the November 4th protest. Well, now he brings out his friend in a chicken suit. What the hell is that, Alex? Who goes around in public wearing a chicken suit and a unicorn suit? A grown man.
Well, it shows they're all part of like make-believe. It's like they're 3 years old. By the way, why can't The Advocate and all these other publications say tranny? But I've been told by Facebook in meetings we've recorded a week and a half ago, we haven't released, you do not use it, period. And then I have court cases in Canada where professors use it in debate. They can't even say it in the court case saying it's such an evil word.
So you probably...
These are just people training you to go, this word is the most evil thing on earth, but I can use it, but you can't. It's a new royalty.
So I guess you can't say homo either then, or hetero? Is that where this is going? I mean,
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Get back to the man in the chicken suit. That's coming up after the break.
Well, this is what it comes down to. I don't want to target mentally ill people. That's not our goal here. Our goal is to not find mentally ill people and to try to exploit them or anything. what we're illustrating now, this is not... this is
everywhere
not
we go, Clinton supporters, globalist supporters are literally right. like escapees from the lunatic asylum.
Yeah, we don't create that reality. We're just going and showing the world what's actually happening here. So I don't know what kind of person dresses up as a unicorn and brings out a battle axe and dresses up as a chicken.
What if they identify as a chicken?
Well,
don't even say the word chicken now.
Now you might be onto something. Now we can't be talking about the chicken man because we're being insensitive because he's identifying as a chicken.
Or unicorn. Well, don't say man or woman.
Or unicorn.
Unicorn.
Yeah, I don't know. So they'll make
it. It's like you have the flu and you're hallucinating. It's like, what?
But Alex, think about it like this, though. These same people that we're talking about, they believe in the quote unquote science of climate change, right? They believe in that quote unquote science, but they don't believe in the science of genders. How do you create?
They are firing professors that go, I'm sorry, there are male and female chromosomes. And they're like, you hate me. You're evil. You're horrible. Yeah. Science is real. And you're like, I know it's real. Just dude, come on. I mean, literally, it's crazy. How do we get hijacked? RuPaul, we can't use the T word anymore, so I'm saying granny. Now you've got the most famous tranny there is, can't use it because they were told to. Why? Use whatever word you want. Good.
This is tyranny. I don't know. It is.
It's like when you're on your iPhone, it won't let you type certain words.
Well, they won't directly come after the First Amendment, legislatively, because they know that that would fail. So what they do is they bully you. They make you afraid of your free speech. They make you think about, who might I offend? You know, before I say this, and of course you want to think before you act. I'm not, but it's not about, I need to analyze everyone in this room. And
we're calling the police. We saw you at a Halloween party and somebody was dressed as a Native American.
I saw you make a joke about a tranny.
We probably just got censored off 30 stations because of me.
No. The radio stations aren't mentally ill yet and they know it's not real and it's a fraud. That was a college radio station. They did it as a stunt to create the hype. It is illegal. They're just playing a game.
But I'm sure
they're saying don't say mother or father on elementary entrance exams nationwide. Next, that's the word you can't say. Mother, father, mother, father. They don't like to hear Jesus Christ. They say never say that in a prayer. I love Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. See, I'm saying more. These are the new FCC banned words.
Right.
Mother.
Yeah.
Father.
It's not about what's
red, white, and blue. Ninth Circuit ruled 3 years ago you can't wear American flags in 7 states.
Oh, the crew could look it up right now. They're banning American flag apparel on college campuses, on high school campuses.
Pocket constitutions are banned.
Yeah, you can on Constitution Day. You can't hand out.
And then people come in and they go, "Don't we have Play-Doh? Come play. We have lemonade." And they go, "I saw the Constitution." They go, "We're sorry."
This actually happens though. But that's what I'm saying. So when we go to these events, these are the people we're actually seeing in the flesh. You can actually see them in the flesh when we go to these events. Now, the good news is they're fewer and far between the more the events happen.
We've gone from 500 in Austin down to 16.
Yeah.
In New York, it's gone from 20,000 down to a couple hundred. Now, the media, the local paper reported that thousands came out.
Oh, they were all there. All of them.
And they'd all just...
And we're the majority here that stands against Trump.
No. No, you're really not.
And then meanwhile, they'd see our reporter, Billy Weaver, and run over screaming, "Ah!" Like zombies.
All you got to do is show up, man, and you'll see. That's it. You don't even have to
say anything. Stay there. Let's come back. We've got highlights of the George Soros Antifa demonstration. And literally a gibbering lunatic, in my opinion. That's what he sounds like, one. I mean, I thought he had like a voice changer under his thing. He didn't. Maybe he's a time traveler, got his brain swiped by aliens, but it's coming up.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Okay, getting serious though, Owen. You were a famous guy for debating going back 2 years. Carl the Cuck, other famous AIDS Skrillex folks that even though I offered him $10,000 to come on the show, they wouldn't come on the show. You went to his house, found out where he lived. He was scared.
Yep.
And then now you've been in Austin a year. You were describing what it's like for you to have these new friends. You go out and have beers with a unicorn and an insane chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking about joining Antifa and the Democrats right now.
it was a struggle for me. And then I went down there yesterday. I was already on the fence. You know, Alex says these crazy things like Hillary's sick and then she falls over. Trump's going to win. The polls are fake. And then he does. But I was still on the fence. And so I went to the event yesterday, kind of on the fence. And then I saw some mentally deranged people banging pots and pans in the streets. I saw my unicorn friend for the second time. This time he added a battle rifle to his arsenal. He has a battle axe and a battle rifle now, probably from a different dimension. And then he also brought his chicken man friend. But seriously.
By the way, if you're a new listener, we have HD video of this. We're not joking.
And we can go to the B-roll now. But this is, I mean, Alex, what do we do with these people? I mean, that's the question. How do you help these people? Do we just kind of let them go? Do we just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
And look, the printout is the Soros group, the same font from the November fourth deal. This is all Soros. He admits it. I mean, it's like all Soros. Like, this is what his $18 billion buys, is people in chicken suits?
Well, you reported on Friday, Alex, Soros met with Nancy Pelosi, other members of the Democrat Party in California. I think Soros may be on his last legs of life. I mean, literally, like, he might even be close to biting the dust. So they bring him out to California. They have this meeting. He puts his $18 billion in. You can already kind of see Alex Soros taking over the old George Soros social movement, meeting with these politicians, going to
suddenly his son, who is a total moron.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think, I think that this is really it, Alex. This is really their final push. That's what people don't realize. Trump is our last stand. And everything against Trump is their last stand. It really is.
Exactly. It's way beyond Trump or InfoWars or Soros. But we're the figureheads, and that's what everything's shooting at. I just can't believe we're in this position because they're coming after us. Well, no, I make jokes about it, but it's crazy.
Well, where else can you go that's going to report it like this? You can't go. No one else is telling you that we're literally in the battle for the future right now. We're literally in the battle for America. This, what happens in the next.
And notice all of our verbiage they're now using because it's true. The enemy has adopted everything we do, but from their perspective. And now they're coming after us.
Yeah, even like...
Which is okay. I asked for it. I'm ready.
Remember when you used to use the phrase false flag, right? You'd use that phrase over 10 years ago. Nobody ever heard of it. Nobody knew what it was. Now people use false flag almost every day.
No, it's true. It's almost uncanny how we're running the tables against them. And that's why they go, whoa, this group has total credibility. Everything they said's dialed in. Because we were paying attention to them. They would always have their internal documents that were somewhat public, and then their public BS. We just went off what their real operations. They were so arrogant, Owen, they didn't hide it. We only have credibility because we paid attention to what they were actually saying, and now we've been proven right, so they go, whoa, censor them, but that only creates a Streisand effect.
Well, we call it as we see it, based on our historical analysis, real-time analysis, and it sounds crazy at first, and then a couple weeks, couple months, couple years go by, and then it always ends up being right.
Every major globalist billionaire said, we're going to merge the machines, we're going to have a one-world religion, you're going to worship AI, if you do everything we say, we'll let you merge with it and live forever, and fly off in giant spaceships. And I went, that's childhood's end, written in the 60s by, top MI6 operative, and you know, all the rest of it, Arthur C. Clarke. And I was like, I go, either they're, and I say in the film, I go, they're either crazy or they're jacked into something really bad. But I go, either way, they're nuts. We've got to oppose it. Now, today, stack of news. It was on Fox News during the break. Google executives, world government, AI worship, banning other religions. The religion of machines is here. They just invented it last week. Owen, did you hear?
Well, what if
they're rolling it out? This is their response. And they say, we will outlaw your religion.
What have you always said? The Achilles heel of the globalist technocratic apparatus is for the people to have knowledge. If the general population knows what they're trying to build, knows what they're laying out, they will fight it. That's what we've reached. That's the point where we're at right now. And it really can all be, I think, summarized with the Roy Moore campaign. You look at Roy Moore. I'm not here glorifying Roy Moore. I'm not even involved in this election. This is an Alabama deal. Has nothing to do.
But there's no evidence.
But here's the thing. Exactly. So what are we seeing? Roy Moore, this is a Senate seat that the Democrats need desperately. They need that vote to impeach Trump. They need that vote when all of these votes happen. They are so desperate they cannot get a national victory. So they're throwing the kitchen sink. They're throwing everything they can against Roy Moore, trying to get him to bow out and basically bully their way into that seat. So now you're seeing the backlash. Roy Moore saying, I'm not going to bow out. People are standing up for them. His wife is giving speeches. So this is now the battle. Are we going? And the sad thing about it is people are going to be bullied.
Whether he's perfect or not now, it's literally been set up as a vote, a litmus test on whether they win or we win.
Exactly. And this is how they're going to plan on moving their political agenda forward. Claim all of their enemies are sexual assaulting people, you know, bring up ladies from 40 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is, stories from 10 years ago, clips, tapes, anything, throw it all at the
well, a lot of it's been proven false, but then he admits, I got permission to date the 17-year-old.
Well, that interview with Hannity, I whoever advised him to do that, I mean, I'd fire them immediately. That was terrible. That was bad for him.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not illegal to... But he's kind of a creepy pervert. But the point is that I'm not even defending it. I'm just not going to watch them ignore Clinton and all the other stuff and make Roy Moore the devil. That's all I'm saying. We know it's being done political. We know they're exaggerating. That's the point.
Wrong or right, though. I mean, let's take a look back. If you go back 40 years and you look at, a small town in central Illinois where a daughter is 18 years old.
No, it was literally mothers and fathers were shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, shopping their daughters around to the guy that owned the car dealership.
I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm not saying we should continue to do that or not. I'm just saying, look at the time.
Well, people were more pragmatic back then. They're like, do I want my daughter to be with some deadbeat that's her age at 20, pregnant, or do I want her to marry the rich guy?
Here's what I don't understand, Alex. All the things that the liberals are fighting against right now, as far as gender norms are concerned, are still taught that way in college. I took psychology. All of the psychology classes that I took based on sexuality and gender all said the same stuff. Women like, they say resources. Women like rich men. What do I need a book to tell me that? No, I'm not an idiot. Of course a woman wants to be with a man that can sustain them, sustain a family, put them in a shelter, keep food in them and their children's mouth. That's basic psychology. So they still
and by the way, now
this.
That women have gotten in men's positions in many cases and make a bunch of money, they find out a few years in they don't want the boy toy. Either they end up wanting somebody that's actually smart.
Oh, exactly. And so on the opposite spectrum, it's like, what do men look for? They want a woman that looks like she's fertile. They want to, you know, it's like, it's all of this basic human psychology stuff. They're still teaching it at the liberal universities.
Just like male and female walruses do.
I don't think they're going to teach it much longer. I'm serious. The psychology classes I took on gender and sexuality, I bet they will pull them from the ranks and they'll start replacing it with women's studies.
By the way, that's more BS. Rich men do not like slender women. We don't, it's not obese women. So that's that.
I like a real woman. I like a woman that smiles. That's a big one for me. Fun, you know, yeah. That's the kind of stuff I'm into.
Me too. I mean, so much of it is attitude. Of course, I'm lucky my wife's not street legal.
She Russian?
It's a good t-shirt. It just means she's got so much horsepower under the hood. You can't put that on the regular street.
Watch out.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Okay, Alex Jones here with Owen Schroyer. He hosts his own transmission. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, already a lot of stations picking it up. A bunch of stations picking up in the new year because a lot of stations sign year-long contracts. Obviously, we don't do that. InfoWars is now free to air. I like GCN, but they're just a satellite provider for me for, you know, 18, 19 years. One reason I've thought about leaving GCN is just because I want to just say stations get all the commercials. We'll fill them up on the internet with our stuff, but you can have them all. So that's what stations really needs, the money to fund themselves, and they only get half the ads. It's hard. I want to just say, it's just not about leaving GCN. It's just like, I don't need the ads. I want to help the local stations. That's one of the things that goes into the calculus, but I'm still with GCN for now. We do our own syndication, our own feed right out of here. We do our own affiliate relations, but I have GCN as a backup, and they're great guys. The people that own it and run it are nice folks. Some of the other talk shows are like pissed that I put them on the map and even exist. Like I'm the house on the hill. They're all mad that I even exist. I'm like, well, hell, let me just get away from you. We can all fall apart together. I mean, don't let me go swim in the North Atlantic in the middle of, you know, December.
It's kind of like the ball kid's name's father. Basically, when the reporter says, oh, are you grateful that Trump released your son from 10 years in Chinese prison? And he's like, yeah, we're fine, whatever. So Trump hit him back on Twitter. It's kind of the same thing, though. Just no, you know, it's a lack of respect, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's beyond that. It's just frustrating. And I don't tell that story just now as if some scripted idea. That's the just kind of stuff that goes on in my head. Like, I just want our affiliates to have all the ads. We'll do a few plugs live on air. I want to help the stations. Plus, we get them the ratings. Plus, we're Americana. We believe in our recovery. We want the country to come back. It's just insane how they're trying to implode the economy and like betting against it. It's sick.
When you built a marketplace, Alex, not only did you build this operation, you also built a marketplace. A lot of the products that you put on InfoWarsStore.com that were groundbreaking at the time were considered even loony. Probably some people probably made fun of you. Now are becoming mainstream. Now everybody wants to take these types of products. Now everybody's trying to replicate.
When we started promoting true atomic iodine from deep earth 5 years ago, it was nowhere. Now it's in caps at Whole Foods and in CVS, and it's the crap stuff.
Just, I mean, look at DNA Force. I mean, DNA Force is another example. Dr. Group and you were working together to put DNA Force on the market. It hits the market a year later. Every major mainstream network, you're seeing ads to protect your telomeres. That was something.
BioPQQ.
That was a trend that you started.
Well, we could just see hundreds of studies, and you're even allowed to say it about it. I mean, it's not.
But how dare you? I mean, you know, I go out on the streets at a protest, and everybody says, F Alex Jones. You know, he's the worst. You should leave Austin. So. That's nice to be
and which I don't want to name drop. I mean, I don't want to name drop, but literally Travis County, I mean, my family, no one's related to Colonel Travis because his line died out. We raised Colonel Travis's son on my mom's side, my dad's side, connected into the whole deal. I'm not going to get into the whole Texas type deal, but literally it exists because my ancestors were willing to fight and die. And then you're saying I should leave. A bunch of crazed, not even Californians. These are losers that went to California like locusts. It imploded. Now they're here telling me leave.
Well, I just think it's sad. There's so much judgment on these people. You know, they want to, leftists or liberals, whatever you want to say, they want to point the fingers at everybody sitting across the aisle from them and say racist, bigot, homophobe, this.
How about you're a bunch of mentally deranged idiots?
Well, or how about you just hold judgment until you know something? Like, they want to come up to me and they say all these things. They accuse me of all these things. Like, you don't even know
me. But that's the thing. They're a bunch of dirty, ugly, stupid, mentally deficient people. And I feel sorry for them. But like zombies, they want brains. They see us and want to bring us down. Here's some of the highlights or lowlights of what happened to you yesterday out there with our great Harrison Smith and Millie Weaver. When a literal man in a chicken suit grabs the mic, breaks it, bashes it. The police then chase. Here's some of the highlights.
Today is the latest Refuse Fascism March, and this is specifically the Bring the Noise March. Hashtag Bring the Noise. Their Facebook marketing, their social media marketing, everything funded by George Soros here, and the Refuse Fascism website and everything has the flyer. It's Bring the Noise. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. Pots and pans, drums and marching bands, bring the noise.
And it's all
drums and marching bands. Yep. It is now about 2:05 here in local time. So that's 5 minutes after this thing was supposed to kick off. And I don't hear any noise. I don't see any pots and pans. I don't see any drum sets or anything like that. Like
that's a third world thing, beating on pots.
Is that some paperwork for me? Something I could read?
Got some paperwork? No, no InfoWars.
What do you mean no InfoWars? Isn't that fascist? Is that not fascist? Is that not fascist? No InfoWars?
Hey,
how are you doing today, chicken?
Hey,
pretty good.
Ho, ho. You hear that voice?
Yeah. Hey, Mr. And there's Mr. A unicorn. Chicken, why don't you like Trump?
Oh, please, Alex, explain what you're seeing here.
I had this long thing with his mom, and I really want to fuck that guy, too.
Okay, so, but like, you're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
It's like there the pro-abortion so protest. They go, we love Satan. We want to be dirty and bad. Yes, we're scum.
They go,
we're scum. Yeah. And we want to kill you. And they're like, oh, okay.
It's like that's how
they're very honest.
Yeah, that's how they avoid the conversation. Now, I'm the worst. I want to kill you. I hate America. Okay, will you leave me alone?
The chicken's about to attack.
Here we go. Chicken man.
InfoWars sucks.
What? Why does InfoWars suck?
Because y'all lie and twist things.
You like getting people killed for, you know.
What?
Pizza. What was that?
Wow, you just made that up. You literally just made something up.
They're full of
grabs the mic, breaks it. Now there's no audio.
Now, some people theorize that he was actually trying to hit me with the mic and that the sign that the lady was holding in between us actually saved me essentially from getting hit over the head with the mic.
And she's got a sign with an image of Trump with poop dripping out.
Literally. She bought fake turds or something at a store. And then the chicken man takes off running.
Now you're chasing a guy in a chicken suit with the police.
I can't even do this.
He ripped it out. He smashed it on the ground.
I had a guy at CVS this morning. He's buying some batteries. He's like, I love that.
Folks, InfoWars is now covering live police chases.
Wow. All right. So we're standing out at the foot of Capitol Hill here in Austin, Texas. And like maybe 10 people show up to protest Trump. And I'm just, hey, this is public property.
Side of this right here. This is probably
here's
damaged.
The damaged equipment.
So here's the
for the
broken
radio
equipment
audience.
Here, the microphone.
He broke an adapter and a microphone.
Like a chicken.
They always target. Sir. They target free speech. They're like,
well, they always try to grab Millie's microphone too. No, but here, guys, pause it right there. I'm telling you, Alex, this is probably the weirdest thing. And you can kind of see it in the video, but if you go back, everyone saw it. The guy was actually running like a chicken, Alex. He wasn't like running. He was literally running like with his wings extended, like flapping wings, running like a chicken. I mean, how do you
back it up 10 seconds?
Are you kidding me? And then we'll listen. I confirmed it with everyone else. I was like, was he running like a chicken? And then everyone saw it like, yeah, he was running like a chicken. Go ahead and roll it again.
Here we go. Oh, God.
There he goes. There goes.
Or turn it up, guys. Give us audio. Oh, that's right.
Audio.
He broke the microphone.
The audio died out here.
Sorry.
So now the police, here they go.
There he goes.
Yeah, he has his wings back.
Do you see that? He's running like a chicken. So there the police go. And then, you know, but think about this too. Here, let it run for a second here before.
But let me ask you this question. What attracts so-called liberals? What attracts mental patients? Because this isn't funny. These are seriously mentally ill people.
Well, and I think it's obvious that they kind of are, you know, kind of gravitating towards each other here, because how many people would still stick around in a protest group after that when a chicken and a unicorn is like your leading outfit? I mean, what, you know, if I had a protest like that, I'd kind
of. And then
like,
no one can ever talk. Here we go.
All right, yeah, here's where explaining the chicken, man.
To protest Trump. And I'm just, hey, this is public property.
Side of this right here. This is probably damaged.
So here's the broken equipment here, the microphone.
He was actually running like a chicken.
You saw it too, sir. He was literally running like a chicken.
That guy saw it too. That guy's like, he ran like a chicken.
You know, we laugh at mental illness, but it's not funny. Oh my God.
So at this point in time, I tried to talk to our unicorn friend here too. It's unbelievable, Alex. 10 of them showed up.
This is all over the internet too. Literally chicken attacks reporters. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my.
All right, by the way, you just told me about a new Kathy Griffin. That's that failed comedian from CNN that did the severed head of Trump. And now since she didn't apologize, you said, look at this video. We're going to play it in a moment. I actually feel sorry for her. You were showing me without audio. I said, she looks like a mental patient or concentration camp victim. It's like the demon spirit is like eating these people. And then I was being told by Matt, he goes, no, we pulled it up. The first thing she says is, I've lost my mind. What? There's 70%. It was 69. Less illegals coming in. We've got double the number of veterans getting visits. We've got the stock market up $4 trillion. We've got 1.6 million new jobs. We've got ISIS basically defeated. We've got optimism. We've got globalism in trouble. And you're acting like you're dying.
Well, it looks like she's dying based on the video. And actually, the craziest thing about it is she looks like somebody who literally has had dozens of plastic surgeries to make him or herself look like an alien, and the demon transsexual that read to the children at the Michelle Obama library. So I don't know if she's intentionally going for that look, but that's not what she looks like. So
by the way, we're not saying transsexuals are demons. This is a transsexual dressed as a demon.
Yeah, that she read to children at the Michelle Obama library.
I mean,
she had demon horns and
couching like, oh, I'm not against you. I really am not. Against some guy that thinks he's a woman or vice versa. The thing is that it's like, then just don't go try to tell kids and do a pole dance for them when they're 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If you're heterosexual, whatever, don't do pole dances to 3 year olds. And leave kids alone and you can go do whatever you want, man. Literally, yeah, there's the demon transsexual, use the proper term.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
Facebook has taught us, we didn't know it was bad, but we'll do what they say.
If you want to put glitter,
Soros has taught me.
You know, if you want to put glitter on your Johnson and go around, just don't do it around.
I was in Austin last weekend, not this weekend, but last. A guy with glitter on his genitals with children kissing them, but it's normal.
Yeah.
Notice though, no media attacked us. All they did was not show what we were showing. They just said Jones claims transsexuals are naked with kids on video. In Austin, that was wrong. See?
Even though he has the video.
They play these, but they didn't show in the articles. In The Advocate, Jones claimed transsexuals were after kids again with no evidence. And then they clip it together and never show the video I show. I mean, here it is. Look.
Jeez.
Can we roll that again? Please? Don't worry. There's a woman with a hijab.
Ugh.
Can we go to that camera? Here you go.
Oh, my God.
But that's not the pole dancing. Well, this is all halal, though. It's pro-Islam, so it's okay. Is that Twist? Is that Dean Snyder from Twisted Sister?
I don't think
so. I want to rock! What are you going to do with your life? Anyways.
Oh, my gosh. This is what we're dealing
here's
with.
The deal. I'm a free spirit. I'm not attacking any of these people. This is. Give me a break. There shouldn't be kids there. Look, what? All I'm saying is, can you get attractive transsexuals to your events? I mean, is that not too much to ask, too? I mean, you know, it's like if you went to a dancing show of women and they weighed 400 pounds on average, you'd say, damn, this Vegas show sucks.
Wait a second.
Why can't we get some good-looking ones up here? And they say that's...
I just realized something.
Look at that giant fat one right there.
They're selling...
Dean Snyder.
They're selling women's lingerie at this event. I didn't know that. What the hell is that? Hold on, guys. Rewind the tape here. Come on. Don't show me that. Here, pause right there. Look at this. Are they selling women's lingerie? Am I missing something here? What is going on?
This sounds like hell to me. You got a leprechaun in a pink outfit?
All right, Alex. What would you rather do? Would you rather race a chicken man across the street or have a transsexual read to your children?
That's easy. I'd rather chase a chicken across the street. Why did the chicken run across the street? Because it was bombed out of its brain on bath salts.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To refuse fascism.
Chicken across the road to run from the state police.
We have the answer now. People have been wondering why the chicken.
Finally, the age-old question: why did it cross the road?
We got
Info
it.
InfoWars has the.
We got.
Why did the chicken cross the road? It's not just tomorrow's news today, or next year's news today, or next decade's news. Today, it's why did the chicken run the MC squared?
We are literally solving the mysteries of the universe. People have been wondering why the chicken crossed the road forever, and we finally figured it out to refuse fascism.
Here, let's finish your clip. Here it is. We'll get to Kathy Griffin.
The broken equipment here, the microphone.
He was actually running like a chicken. You saw it too, sir. He was literally running like a chicken.
They're just talking about refusing fascism.
There's the one with the pooping Donald.
Yeah. She's going to come in here.
Mentally ill people come up with some good art, though.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's interesting.
Hey, I want to go.
It's definitely interesting.
Has any comments from his chicken buddy?
Here's the legendary unicorn, Alex. I had to go face to face with the battle axe wielding unicorn.
But she won't let you.
No, nope, she had to get in the way.
She tries to shove a Trump with turds at you. Look at this. A pooping Trump. And like he's farting bluebirds. By the way, if you're a radio listener, I'm not kidding. I'm only reporting it.
Let's keep on going. We'll follow him.
So I went away for a couple minutes and I returned with my bullhorn.
So would the unicorn talk to you?
No. The unicorn took the tactics of the University of Texas
date
professor.
The unicorn. Did you ask the unicorn out for me?
No, but I know you have a message for the chicken man. When we finish this video, you can address your message to the chicken man. I don't know if the unicorn is interested in you, though, Alex. You might have a tough time getting interest out of that unicorn.
But the left says bestiality's okay.
That's true.
And pedophilia.
But what is it called if it's with a mythical creature? That might be an entire...
Could I rape a baby unicorn?
That's an entirely new realm of...
Well, as long as it's liberal.
So here's... But look, this is the end of their march right here. So you can see how their numbers are almost to nothing here.
I think it's just wasting our time at this point.
I thought this was a serious...
You notice they're all white. The only black folks there are with us.
Yeah, literally. And they're friends.
That's good.
Yeah, big InfoWars fans. I've actually met the other one before.
I misunderstood. I thought you said there were a couple of black folks with the protesters.
No. They were with us.
Oh, good.
Well, they came out. I think they came out just to see the whole thing, and then
so they were just viewing it.
And I've met him before, so it was like,
why
hey,
would you not want to watch
before?
It?
Yeah.
It took me so long. You realize the media is lying about Trump.
There it is. All eight of them.
It took me so long. You realize the people that fund these protests don't like America. They don't want you to succeed.
Okay, so those reports are up on Infowars.com. And News Wars right now. And again, the enemy doesn't want you to see this because this is what's really happening. God, Kathy Griffin looks like a vampire drank everything but like a half ounce of blood out of her. Like Count Dracula sucked her dry. It was that Anderson Cooper reportedly is a vampire. He dropped by and like sucked his blood out. That's called sarcasm. I'm not saying that's real. They're all like, Snopes, Kathy Griffin wasn't sucked on by a vampire, even though she is one. So,
Snopes, Alex Jones claims Kathy Griffin sucked on by a vampire.
I looked at what they have. It's all like it's stuff like that, like jokes insane. We made. Hey, but let's get serious. Chicken Man. AIDS Skrillex was offered $10,000, wouldn't come, even though he was in Missouri. You are being offered $10,000 to go for 1 week with me to Cancun. That's right. You're going to go to, we're going to do live streaming from there.
Can I bring the unicorn?
Absolutely. I'll bring the unicorn as well. I'm not kidding. This is the ultimate reality TV. But then none of them will do it because they're all in such a cult. I will pay for the unicorn.
That is the ultimate reality TV.
We're going to get a suite stay in the same room. I want AIDS Skrillex. And I mean, I want AIDS Skrillex.
I know you want it. You've wanted him for over a year now.
I want him bad. Okay. I'm coming out of the closet. I want AIDS Skrillex.
And that's like a high-end.
I want Carl the Cuck. Can't be, please. Seriously, the unicorn, the chicken man. I want the chicken with no mask in here. I will drop charges. Owen, you said you dropped charges.
We'll drop the charges, but he has to come in studio with the chicken man costume.
Chicken?
Face uncovered.
That's right. But see, the problem is, this is all they can get out there. Oh, we're about to go to break. We're about to end the show. Here's Kathy Griffin, if you're a TV viewer. You're seeing the horror. She looks like beyond a concentration camp victim, and I'm not joking when I say that. I'm actually worried about her. This is the mental illness we're talking about. Without even looking for this, it's the theme emerges just
constant.
On its own. Here it is, the mental illness. Here it is.
Griffin, and I'm doing what I call a State of the Union YouTube video. So I hope you watch this on YouTube. It'll probably be about 5 minutes. What's the date?
I don't even know what day it is.
It's Saturday, November 18th, 2017. I kind of lose track because I'm on a world tour. All right, so what I want to address today is I'm getting a lot of online hate
Pennywise
from trolls
tour.
Who think I've lost my mind. And I'm admitting I lost my mind. And so it made me a star in the first place. But I just want to be honest. Like,
jeez.
As far as what we're going
that
to
that kind
do,
of is like, telling, isn't it? I'm going to
turn it off.
I'm going to be as extreme and crazy as possible to get attention. That's basically what she just said.
Man, all I know is I don't want to take whatever they're on. I don't want to be with these people.
You don't want to take meth, huh?
Hey, let's go out with my family. Let's get a porterhouse steak tonight.
All right, I guess so.
We'll do that?
Only if I can invite the chicken man. We won't eat chicken, though. We won't eat chicken around the chicken man. Just steak.
Great job to the crew. See you tomorrow. The David Knight kicks off at 8 a.m. I'm at 11 a.m. You're at 3 p.m. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com.